This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Dominic Evans is 48 years old. He's an elementary school teacher, a father. He plays drums in a band with Nancy Guthrie's son-in-law, Thomas Ocioni. And in mid-February, strangers started showing up on his street. They'd seen his name in YouTube videos and comment threads claiming he was the masked figure on Nancy's doorbell camera. They weren't curious. They weren't asking questions. They were convinced, fully, publicly convinced, that this teacher had taken an 84-year-old woman from her home. Evans even sat in his bedroom with his wife and kids while it happened. He told the New York Times, "I feel like someone's taken my name. I don't know. Monetary clickbait to be relevant, entertainment. But there are innocent people that get hurt." He's already spoken to investigators, 40 minutes. They asked him about the band, about his relationship with Sioni, about where he was the night Nancy disappeared, and they never called him back. Checked out. The theory that Evans is being attached to has no legs, has no ground to walk on, is based entirely on nothing. The theory that put Evans in that bedroom didn't start with him. It started with a podcast. It's a couple days into the case, making a claim on the air that would set the entire investigation's public narrative on fire. And the sheriff, the same sheriff who gets criticized for almost everything in this case, said something about Evans that tells you everything you need to know about what the internet did to this man. Here's how it started. On February 3rd, 3 days after Nancy disappeared, there was a podcaster with a large following that said a source, a law enforcement source, told her that Thomas Ocioni was the prime suspect in the case. It was reported that Annie Guthrie's car had been towed and that there was some connection to Annie Guthrie's car and Nancy Guthrie's son-in-law on the air. And that claim detonated like a bomb in a case that was already saturated with public attention. Within hours, the internet had built an elaborate theory. Thomas O was the last person to see Nancy alive. He dropped her off at 9:48 that evening. He had opportunity. Motive was assumed. Money, resentment, inheritance. He looked at her wrong, or she looked at him wrong. Didn't like her slacks. I don't know. I mean, the theories have been insane and endless. The specifics didn't matter because the narrative was already moving faster than the facts. And his bandmate became the next target because someone online decided he physically resembled the figure in the doorbell camera. They were in a band together, after all. And you know, bands, the music of the devil, rock and roll. For the internet, that was enough to build a theory of co-conspiracy around a man who teaches children for a living. Here's what actually happened. On February 16th, less than 3 weeks into the investigation, Sheriff Nanos posted publicly on X, the Guthrie family, to include all siblings and spouses, has been cleared as possible suspects in this case. His statement went further. The family has been nothing but cooperative and gracious, and our victims in this case, to suggest otherwise is not only wrong, it is cruel. It's not a hedge. That's not, well, we're still looking at everything, you know. That was definitive public clearance, and it wasn't based on a single alibi check or a handshake. The family fully cooperated. Interviews, devices, access to their phones and records, DNA, the FBI processed all of it. The result was definitive enough that Nanos, a sheriff who was being cautious and vague about nearly everything else in this case, was willing to stake his credibility, or what there was of it, on an absolute public statement less than 3 weeks in. He cleared the entire family, all siblings, all spouses, period. And for anyone who's like, well, they didn't. They still don't have anybody, so why are they all cleared? You cleared the closest people first. The first people that are going to be cleared in a case like this are the people closest, because they're typically the most likely, which is why early on you may have someone saying, this person might be our prime suspect. I don't think that's the right word to use in a situation like this early on, because anybody close to the person who disappeared is going to be persons of interest. Maybe that would be that, but how the word prime suspect got into the mix, your guess is as good as mine. Maybe that was what was, if I'm going to guess, it probably is what was reiterated to that reporter from the police department. Seeing the department and how loosey-goosey they are with their words and their phrases would not surprise me one bit if the source did say that to the reporter, and the reporter reported on what they were finding out from law enforcement. That does not strike me as impossible. But who's going to be in trouble for that? Who's going to go down for that? The source or the reporter? And that's the scary thing with sources. You have to really believe them. And you can really believe them and still report incorrect information. It's a nightmare when that sort of thing happens, but it is something along that comes along with the job. That's why it's very important. And mistakes can be made, not because people are vile and want to hurt the Guthries or make them suffer. No, but because if your source at the sheriff's department is telling you this is that, and you're a reporter, you're probably going to go with that. And when it turns out it's not, and somebody overspoke, well, problem arises now, doesn't it? And that's a scary thing. That is a very scary thing. Which is all the more reason why, if someone's going to share information, whether it be through an official channel or a leaked channel, all parties better be damn sure that what's going through is verifiable and is not a misinterpretation, I would say, of what would be going on naturally in any investigation. Because what will be going on naturally in any investigation, including this investigation, I'm sure, was let's look at everybody close to Nancy Guthrie. So did they investigate them at the beginning? Of course they did. That's how you clear somebody. That's how you figure out. Now, but to put the word prime suspect there, that's where it feels like somebody who was leaking the info was not choosing their words wisely. And the person who wasn't choosing their words wisely like that, that's reckless. I don't blame the reporter who did this. I blame the source. I blame the source for using a term like that. A source who is in law enforcement, supposedly, who should know damn better than to use a term like that when that is not the term that should be being used. The reporter is a very good reporter. She knows what she's doing. More experienced than most of us. And sometimes these things happen, but that is the scary part of this job. I'm not saying anything new. It ain't her first rodeo by any means. But that's what comes along with this job of telling these stories. And there is incredible weight that comes along with the words that come out that we talk about. But sources matter. Without sources, we wouldn't know half of the things we know today. In this case, or in any other case out there. So the quick answer is, well, then don't go with sources. Well, then guess what? You're only believing the official record of what's out there. And how often is the official record always completely accurate? But words matter. Even after the family was cleared, that did not calm down the internet. It still hasn't calmed down the internet. There's still people out there. I get emails every day, still. See, look at this. Look at this picture. When people have something in their mind, facts don't always matter. Video stayed up, comments keep coming. The theory kept growing because the clearance didn't fit the story the internet had already decided was true. And when the facts didn't fit the story, a lot of people chose the story. More exciting. The description of the suspect from the doorbell footage doesn't help the theory either. The FBI characterized the figure as roughly 5'9 to 5'10, an average build, a stranger in a mask, wearing gloves, carrying an Ozark Trail backpack from Walmart. Nothing in the FBI's characterization has been connected to any family member or associate. The figure's behavior on camera, arriving unprepared, being unsupervised by the camera, improvising the cover with yard debris, describes someone who didn't know the household, not someone who'd been to family dinners. Let's get back to that podcast episode, because that initial broadcast had real consequences. Sources close to the family told reporters that Savannah was heartbroken when she learned what had been said on the air. One insider said people took proximity and turned it into conspiracy. Another source told reporters that legal action looms, that if Sione was questioned publicly as a prime suspect, he should be cleared publicly with the same energy. But how do you clear someone publicly with the same energy using the word prime suspect when someone has not publicly stated that in official capacity? I think Nanos did his best to do that with his statement shortly thereafter, without recognizing that someone on the inside very likely used that term with a reporter. It should be something addressed on the inside, too. Not just scold the messenger. Once the internet had Sione's name, it found Evans through band connections. Everybody starts looking at everything. Once it had him, it compared his appearance to a grainy, masked nighttime doorbell image and declared him the kidnapper. People didn't just post about it. They showed up at his house. They were in his neighborhood. An elementary school teacher who had been interviewed by investigators for 40 minutes and never contacted again became a target because a YouTube video decided he looked like a silhouette on a video taken in the dark. Sheriff Nanos, and I know we spent a lot of time on this show talking about the things Nanos had gotten wrong, said something to the New York Times about Evans that landed harder than anything else so far. He's going through hell, and it's horrible, and I don't know what to tell him, except he probably should be speaking with some attorneys and sue some of these people for libel. When the sheriff of a county in the middle of a nationally watched investigation is telling a random citizen to lawyer up and sue YouTube commenters for defamation, that's how far off the rails this went. And the damage isn't just Evans and his family. Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, who's a good friend of ours on the show every week, went on the record about what these theories do to the actual investigation. She called the conspiracy theorists targeting the family very detrimental. Her own words, they flood the tip lines with all of their theories. They never have any facts, but they have these nonsensical roadmaps as to why they think all these individuals are in cahoots. She said they're on YouTube, X, Instagram, TikTok. And all that does is stir up speculation, and it causes targets to be put on innocent people like the Guthrie family. Every false tip about every one of them. That's an investigator who has to receive it, process it, evaluate it, clear it, instead of working a lead that might actually matter. In a case of tens of thousands of tips, that resource cost adds up fast. Let me walk you through the anatomy of how this happened, because the pattern matters. Step one, journalist cites unnamed law enforcement sources on a show. Step two, the internet takes person of interest and escalates it to guilty. Step three, the suspect's associates become suspects by proximity. You are in the band. So now you're involved. Step four, physical resemblance, vague, subjective, based on low resolution mass nighttime image, becomes proof. Step five, real people show up at the real man's house. Every step in that chain required ignoring something. The official clearance, the lack of any evidence, the FBI's own characterization of the suspect, the fact that Evans was interviewed once and never called back. The theory didn't survive because the evidence supported it. It survived because the narrative was more satisfying than the absence of answers. People wanted someone to blame, and the internet handed them a name. The family has been cleared. Evans was never a suspect, but search his name, Dominic Evans, Nancy Guthrie, and see what comes up. The videos are still there. The accusations are still in comment sections. His students' parents can search his name and find kidnapping accusations from people who have never met him, never spoken to an investigator, and never had a single piece of evidence to justify what they've done to his life. That's what conspiracy theories do to real people in real investigations. They don't just waste time. They don't just drain resources. They leave wreckage that outlasts the theory itself. The theory dies when the facts kill it. The damage to the person never fully goes away. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. All this week, as you know, we are going through some of the most popular Nancy Guthrie conspiracy theories and breaking them down, debunking, and discussing. Love to get your thoughts in those comment sections. Links are in the description, Substack and YouTube. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.